Music Tuesday.
Welcome to another edition of New Music Tuesday. I'm Kim Monroe from iTunes.
And I'm still her co-host, Dixon.
And we've got a whole bunch of great music to play for you in the next couple of minutes. And Dixon's going to get it started.
That's right. But before we get started, real quick, just to clear up a little bit of confusion from last week, with all the newness going around, I know some people sent an email saying, hey, the Enhanced Podcast isn't new, which is true. We recapped it, like I said, for new listeners to the show. I know a lot of longtime listeners know about the links and everything down there on the bottom left window, but occasionally it's good to kind of recap what the podcast is all about because we were featured on the podcast main page, so we had some new subscribers join us.
Right.
And for those people, welcome. Welcome back.
Hi.
So
welcome.
That's it. That's my PSA. Now I'm ready to start with
So now let's talk music.
New Music Tuesday.
Yes.
My first pick is actually a jazz singer-songwriter. Her name's Melanie Gardeau, and her album's called Worrisome Heart. And normally I'm not a huge jazz fan, but she's a really talented, soulful jazz singer-songwriter, sort of along the lines of a Norah Jones.
Oh.
So if you guys are familiar with Norah Jones, but I think she actually has more jazz substance. Because I think Norah has a little bit of a pop crossover. So I think this is more of a pure jazz record. And what else is really amazing is that it's climbing the charts, and the album is $5.99.
Gotta love that.
You do. So from her album, Worrisome Heart, we're going to play the song Worrisome Heart. So check it out here on iTunes.
I need a hand with my worrisome heart. I need a hand with my worrisome heart. I would be lucky to find me a man.
All right, you just heard Melanie Gardeau, the jazz singer-songwriter, and her single called Worrisome Heart, also off the album of the same title, Worrisome Heart. And moving from jazz to Snoop Dogg and some hip hop here on the show. Snoop Dogg's back.
What a weird transition.
I know.
Sorry.
Smooth jazz to Snoop Dogg. What's left to say about Snoop Dogg? Very successful actor, musician, reality TV star.
Have you watched Fatherhood?
A couple times. I think we talked about this a few weeks ago.
It's an interesting show.
He was in Starsky and Hutch, Huggy Bear.
Yeah.
Soul Plane. Some other movies.
What other movie was he just on? Training Day? Was he in Training Day?
I'm not sure.
With Denzel Washington.
He's a Renaissance man at this point, though.
He is a Renaissance man.
He's done music. But for right now, we're going to talk about his music career again. And he's back with his ninth studio album called Ego Trippin'. And we want to feature the song Life of the Party. And it's new this week. And the album, just so you guys know, features such guest stars as Pharrell, Everlast, Charlie Wilson, and others. And 20 tracks for $9.99. So if you pre-ordered it, congratulations, you got a pre-order bonus track. So let's hear the latest from Snoop Dogg. It's Life of the Party.
I'm only in town for a night. And when I pull up in the crowd, get high. And everybody love you. You're browns to the white. You live like a movie, but I'm moving my life. And I'm the life of the party.
Every time I show up.
I'm the life of the party.
Every time I blow up.
I'm the life of the party.
Every time I show up.
I'm the life of the party.
Every time I blow up.
Switch up, but don't drink all my liquor. You know it's all good, my nugget. Give me 1 second, I'll pose for your picture. Like cheese.
That was Life of the Party from Snoop Dogg's newest album, Ego Trippin', and it's available today on iTunes on Tuesday.
So Life of the Party, something I'm definitely not feeling. Are you suffering from that post-traumatic hour of sleep loss?
A little bit. I'm also fighting off a bit of a cold.
Oh, are you really?
And allergies.
Well, good. Stay way far away from me. And the Mondays.
The trifecta of pain.
That whole that hour loss of sleep, man, kills me every year. I totally need to hit some more coffee. So anyway, the bravery once again. I've been mentioning a lot of bravery songs, and the reason being
bravery love going on.
There is some bravery love, and I'm a fan. So it makes it that much easier for me to pimp this band. But they have redone The Sun and the Moon, as I've mentioned in previous podcasts, reworked all of the versions, and they're releasing it in two versions, The Sun and the Moon. And this is the moon version, The Ocean, and it's the bravery. It's an exclusive track on iTunes.
Hit
That was the Bravery and the Moon version of The Ocean. And I should mention, too, eventually you'll be able to get the entire Sun and the Moon, the alternate versions of all of them. They'll all be available in iTunes. I think in 2 more weeks, you'll be able to pick up the whole reworked album of The Sun and the Moon.
But for right now, we're just getting samplers, one
yeah,
single
exactly.
at a time.
So what will happen then, if you've bought all 5 of them, you'll then be able to complete your album.
Or a CMA, as we call it over here.
Get
in iTunes.
It? See? Because then you'll, you know, then you're going to want the rest of them because they're all good stuff. So, yeah. Anyway, going back into the world of hip hop, Rick Ross. We got this song here featuring T-Pain. It's The Boss from the album Trilla. Let's check out Rick Ross.
Still in the streets, strapped with them things. She in love with a G, so she tatted my name. I'm the biggest boss that you seen thus far. 10 black Maybachs back to back in the lane. I'ma make it rain, then I'ma make it back. You are just a lame little homie, that's a fact. Working with the police, acting like you know me. Fresh out of jail already in your OG.
Got a fresh line up, get fresh outfit. But the hat a parking lot on smash. Plus I got a Chevy with a 454 in the hood. That bitch got 125 on the dash.
All right, that was Rick Ross from the album Trilla and The Boss featuring T-Pain. And Dixon is going to be gushing all over the place for the next couple of tracks. What you got, my friend?
That's right. Well, I wanted to feature 2 previous Single of the Week winners that we featured, mainly because I just saw both of them in concert. They're both named Matt, and they're both singer-songwriters, so that's something they have in common. The first Matt I want to talk about is Matt Nathanson, and he had a Single of the Week a couple months ago. I believe it was Car Crash off his new album called Some Mad Hope. I just saw him play the Warfield in San Francisco, which is one of the better venues in the city, I think, to check out and act. And the song I wanted to highlight this time was called Gone. So here's Gone from Matt Nathanson.
Build my world on
That was Gone from Matt Nathanson, who I just saw in San Francisco. He opened up for Lifehouse. And if you ever get the chance to see Matt, it's a great show. He's very talented and extremely funny.
Referencing, really? How so?
One of the songs he led in with, he claimed that he wrote it because Hulk Hogan divorced his wife, and that was the inspiration for one of his songs.
Wonderful.
And, it's brilliant. It's a fun show. If you haven't checked out Matt, he's really known for his live shows. In fact, there's an album in the store. It's Live from the Point.
Oh,
and it's a great way to get used to a live show. If you've never been to a Matt Nathanson live show, you'll kind of get a feel for sort of the fun vibe he brings to a show.
Plus, Some Mad Hope is a really great record, too.
Yeah, from start to finish. It's
highly recommended.
Pure Matt Nathanson. I think it's $7.99, too.
Okay, so. And then your other geek, Matt Love?
Yes, Matt Good, who in my world is the greatest musician of all time.
That is
at least
quite
for me.
A statement.
I know.
That is quite the statement.
And for myself and a couple other fans, we've been waiting a long time for Matt to come back to North America and start a tour, which primarily, I think, happened because of the Single of the Week and his album coming out in the U.S., Hospital Music, which was also... Born Losers was the Single of the Week a few months ago, I think back in July. So the new album Hospital Music was actually released in the U.S., and it was his first U.S. release since 2001. So for fans of Matt Good, this song's for you. Or
Wait, before you do this, is this the one man you would kiss?
No.
Come on.
I don't have that
really?
Category.
Not
no.
at all?
No.
But what if he asked you to and he'd write a song about you?
Well, I'm just going to keep going now. So Anyways.
Happy birthday, Dixon.
If you haven't checked out Matt Good, thank you, Kim.
You're welcome.
So if you haven't heard Matt Good yet, you'll hear him now with his latest single, I'm a Window, off his new album, Hospital Music.
Screw the whistle, come be the train.
Just heard I'm a Window from Canadian superstar and rock god extraordinaire, Matt Good.
Oh my goodness.
You can find that song off his new album, Hospital Music. And
you
he's also.
You want him to come through your window, don't you?
Oh, let's keep. Come on now. But Matt's touring the country right now as well. So he just started his tour, but he's playing other cities from LA to San Diego to Chicago to Philadelphia to New York. So.
I like how you're able to turn it on a dime and get all serious again.
I know.
It's really sweet. Bad, but. So, but yeah, that's because you just saw both Matt Nathanson and Matt Good, and
there's
you're
a lot
exercising
of going
your
on
birthday
right now.
Privilege.
It is my birthday privilege. I wanted to bring back two artists that I'm a huge fan of and give some showcase here on the show.
Some Matt love by Dixon. It's okay. You're allowed.
I don't phrase it like that, but okay.
Whatever. I will.
Moving
I'll do it
on.
For you. Okay. So my turn. So back in the day, you may remember a city called Seattle and a movement called grunge. Perhaps you heard of it in the early 90s.
Flannel shirts.
Yeah,
messy
something
hair.
Like that. Yeah, greasy, dirty hair.
Stripped
flannel
down
shirts.
Rock.
Doc Martens.
I never did
that. Shoegazing. Yeah. There was a band called Nirvana. Perhaps you heard of them.
Not ringing a bell, no.
Yeah, somewhere can't towards recall. The tail end of that movement, there was also another band, very stripped down, three-piece. Bass player, I think, only had three strings on his bass, and they were called Presidents of the United States of America. Recall them?
Sounds familiar, vaguely.
Yeah. Three particular songs that you may remember, Lump, Peaches, and Kitty, which were all very unique, fun songs. Well, the band's back. They have had a couple of records in the last few years, but this one is definitely more like the records you may recall from the mid-90s. It's called These Are the Good Times, People, and I really actually like this new track of theirs. It's called Mixed Up SOB, and it's new from Presidents of the United States of America.
She held her breath and turned her face all red. That's how they found her in her bed all dead. And this is what I said. She's a mixed up son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah. She's a mixed up son of a bitch. Yeah, yeah. Hairball punchline delivered with a twist. And she's a mixed up son of a bitch. You think she had me in a cage.
Presidents of the United States of America and Mixed Up SOB. They're back. Woohoo.
Straight out of Boston?
Yeah. Uh-huh.
Is that what it? Oh, okay.
Yeah.
SOB? Okay.
Yeah. Straight out of Boston. That's exactly what it means. Very good, Dixon. Glad you're staying up with me here.
Trying to.
Well done. All right. We've got an artist here. I don't know much about this guy because I didn't do a ton of homework prior to, but this one comes from one of our coworkers, Ryan Leslie. And we're going to spin this one called Diamond Girl. It's on iTunes.
I'ma take you 10 rounds like a boxer, baby. Show you how I put down what rocks a lady. Promise you're asking when I'm done for more. I'ma switch it up and make life comfortable. I'ma be the reason you're not sleeping, baby. I'ma invade the thoughts you keeping, baby. If you're still not convinced, I'll tell you more. Make you forget the way you felt before. Oh-oh, I could be your wake-up reason daily. You could be my first and leading lady. I'ma make you happy that you waited for me to set your down. Uh-oh, I'm ready and I'm not afraid to say it. I'm tired of the game, already played it. I'm over all the mother girls I dated. I tell you what you are, you're my diamond girl. You're the one, I put the rock on.
Just heard from Ryan Leslie and Diamond Girl. Oh, God, Dixon, you get this one? I'm so jealous.
Yeah, well, we can both talk about it.
Ugh.
This is a New Music Tuesday. Single of the week.
So let's get into the single of the week. It's from a Welsh singer-songwriter, and her name is Duffy. And we feel that Duffy is going to have a huge, huge breakout year with her album.
Just sick year, yeah.
She has an album coming out called Rock Fairy, and the track we wanted to feature this week is called Mercy.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're familiar with Amy Winehouse, it's the same sort of soulful vibe from like the
That whole kind of neo-soul type
That
sound.
Older style sound.
Yeah.
And it's kind of like Amy Winehouse without all the drama and baggage. Very talented.
Yeah, she's...
Hopefully fame doesn't change that for her. Because we think this is going to be one of the biggest albums of the year. So
It's just brilliant and it's beautiful and the songs are fantastic. I've been living with it for a couple of months now. And I absolutely love Amy Winehouse and the record. But I could do with a little less drama and tabloidiness and... Duffy right now, I don't see or hear that much in the tabloid world. In fact, isn't she a surfer?
I don't know.
For some reason, I think Duffy is also a surfer.
But she's incredibly talented. And
amazing.
If there's one single of the week you get this year, this is probably the one to get. It's going to be amazing. The album sounds fantastic, which is coming in a few months, and we can't wait to share that with you. But for right now, we want to share Mercy, which is free on iTunes.
My morals got me.
Right, that was this week's single of the week from Duffy and the latest single from her upcoming record, Rock Fairy, and it was called Mercy.
What a beautiful song and a great artist, Duffy. Hope you guys enjoy that one a whole bunch. And I've got one that I've been kind of holding till the very end here. Did a session not too long ago. I want to say it was in January with the New Pornographers. A live from Soho. Our Apple store in Soho, New York. The New Pornographers were doing a show with Nico, which was really great. And they did a cover of an ELO song. You know the song, Don't Bring Me Down.
I love that song.
And they did such an amazing job of this song. So I figured, why not? Live from Soho, it's the New Pornographers and Don't Bring Me Down.
You got me right.
That was our latest from our Live from Soho series, New Pornographers, and Don't Bring Me Down. Yes, it is the ELO cover. Make sure you pick that one up. It's available now in iTunes.
And pick up the original version, too, if you don't have that as well.
Get them both. Exactly.
Compare them, see which one you like the best. Expand your musical mind.
I gotta say, I like the New Pornographers version. It's fresh.
So it's that time again. We are almost done with the show, but before we go, we want to feature the listener requests for this week. And it comes from Chanel in Maryland, and she just wanted to say thank you for introducing to her a lot of great music. She hopes that we keep up with a lot more variety, too. Sometimes we're a little bit alt-rock heavy, she says, which is very true. At times we are.
It's true.
So it's a good point. We're going to try and mix it up a little bit more, pick some jazz this week.
Thank you for the suggestion.
Yeah, some weeks are more balanced and others are more eclectic, if you will.
Right.
But anyways, Chanel wanted to hear Rehab by Rihanna. So Chanel, here's your song. All right, that was Rehab by Rihanna. here on iTunes. It was our listener pick of the week from Chanel in Maryland, East Coast,
yeah.
United States, where I used to live for a little bit.
Did you really?
Yeah, Pennsylvania, tri-state area.
Excellent.
So Maryland wasn't too far.
Nope.
So if you'd like to write us here on the show, you can send us an email to nmtpodcast@apple.com, which stands for New Music Tuesday podcast@apple.com. Send us in any song you'd like us to play or that you think that we should be aware of, your random thoughts, anything you want. And some of you have actually started sending in random thoughts. And let me tell you, I love it.
It's great. Send them in, whatever you're thinking about. The guy who sent us one about waffles.
About how the shoe is made, and they used rubber in a waffle iron, and how they came up with that. They apparently saw some story on TV. I'll bring the email in next week. But
yeah.
Yeah, send in those random thoughts. That's fine. We love them. We do read those emails, so. I forget who sent it in, but I'll make sure I'll give you a call out next week on the show.
Yeah, so yeah, send us your emails. We really appreciate them. Thanks, and thanks, Chanel, for your suggestion.
All right, I think we're done for this week.
Yep, that's going to do it for this week. I'm Kim Monroe.
And I'm Dixon.
And we'll catch up with you next week with another edition of New Music Tuesday podcast.
Happy Tuesday, everybody.
New Music Tuesday.